The next session will be prep of ATRT scheduled from 11:30 to 12 local time.
So thank you very much, operator. So we have scheduled lunch for 12 o'clock together with the ATRT two team. I expect they will flock in a little bit earlier than that. That time maybe. So let's focus on the next 20 to 25 minutes to talk about the questions the ATRT2 team was raising and was providing to us so that we are prepared for that session. At first, so I remember, so there have been four questions provided, but after the ATRT2 meeting on Friday or Saturday, Friday, and they provided a full bunch of questions, 16 questions, and would like to talk about that. My suggestion is, so the questions are up to the screen, that we find out and focus those questions who are of interest to us specifically, and that we talk about that, how what are our concerns with that, or what are our questions or answers or to the ATRT, our comments to the ATRT. That's my suggestion to do so. Having that said, I wonder whether we just go through and whether some of you would like to pick up some of these questions and we talk about that. If you look, for example, to the I assume Jan is just providing the list of questions. Is that okay? So the first question, which is for sure of interest of the GNSO, is with regards to the policy development process, the effectiveness of that. So the ADRT is seeking whether the GNSO PDP process is effective for developing GDLT policy within ICANN's multi-stakeholder environment. So as we have talked yesterday already about that, I think we have answers to that. We can talk to that. I wonder how we could deal with that. Is that necessary that, for example, those slides which Marika have provided for that should be presented to the ATRT to bring them up to that level?
Wolf, it's Jonathan. My understanding is that Marika has already presented those, which is great. So they already have that.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should still comment on this. We should make reference to the fact that they will have received that presentation, and that presentation has largely received good support and recognition from within the council. Jeff, is this something you want to say anything more about, or does anyone else want to say anything more about Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to maybe add a bit, because I spent an hour with them yesterday because they had requested like a staff update on the GNSO PDP. So indeed, I took them through the slides we also looked at yesterday. They asked some questions on, you know, what are some of the characteristics of you know, successful or less successful PDPs. They asked as well about, you know, participation, because one of the things I spoke about as well, that of course the level of participation as well determines the success of a PDP and how different groups are involved and how that's tracked. I've also provided them some information on like the timelines. I think you've all seen this document that I've done with the different timelines for the different phases. They've also received the slides with the more detailed PDP, you know, process steps. So I think they have already received quite some information on that, and I know as well that, you know, Avery and Alan are members of the ATRT and, you know, very well versed in this. So I think probably on the basic level they may not need any further updates as such, but I'm looking at Avery, so you may have a better sense of what they were really, you know, would like to hear from the GNSO on that aspect.
Yeah, so, Avery, do you have an additional comments?
Yeah. I would say that what they really probably need to hear from the GNSO is what you think is important about all this, what you think is important about, you know, they actually are going out for an outside consultant to look into the PDP. So I think that the ATRT needs to understand your concerns with the work that the outside consultant will do, and your concerns, perhaps if there are concerns about the PDP itself or about the questions that are being asked. I think the most important thing happening in this upcoming meeting with the ATRT is to make sure that they understand what concerns you, both in terms of the PDP and any of the other questions that the ATRT can look into.
That's for sure. I have two questions from John and then from Jeff, please.
This is John Berard. I would say that a number of threads over the last couple of days, especially a bunch this morning, and in Xavier's presentation as well, that there it's important, as Avery says, that we understand the background of the outside expert that they intend to bring in. If it's going to be someone who is comfortable in doing corporate assignments for large companies that operate in a bit of a command and control environment, I'm not sure that's the right kind of person to engage on this point for this organization. Well, that would be my comment.
Jeff, please.
Yeah, in light of some of our discussions yesterday, I do want to ask the ATRT a question. Hopefully we can ask questions as well as not just give our input, but one of my questions will be that why is solely the focus of this the PDP? To me, that assumes that the only way that the GNSO makes policy is through a PDP. And I think one of the things that certainly came out of our discussion yesterday is that the GNSO is supposed to be able to make policy through other mechanisms other than a PDP. And so I'd like to actually see this question. It almost seems like this question is based on the assumption that the only way is through a PDP. So I think the question actually should be whether any of the GNSO processes are effective for developing policies within the ICANN structure as opposed to just the PDP. And then, of course, I have plenty of comments as an individual on these questions, but I guess my question for the rest of the council is this really the appropriate time to give individual opinions? I haven't even had a chance to discuss them with our stakeholder group yet. I noticed that the first question asks things of, are we willing to identify people? I mean, as I would love to give, to be a person, to give separate, to be in front of the ATRT separately and give my thoughts, or in front of the independent expert, I should say, and give some thoughts on it. But is this really the...
Jeff, that's a really good question. Yeah. What is the scope of this discussion? I mean, and what is the... Because there's a timeline for the response to these, isn't there? Can someone remind me or us what that timeline is? I think we... Avery?
Right. The first public comment period already went by. And in fact, this question comes out of some of the comments of others. It comes out of a strong push from some of those in GAC when they're looking at how does one participate in the PDP and is the PDP an effective multi-stakeholder process for the whole community. The proposal was first put on the table by Alan and others. When we went through looking for do we need an external consultant to look at anything, there was actually a poll done among the ATRT of various topics, and this one scored higher than any of the others, and therefore it's the one that's getting that treatment. I think, obviously, we're going to be meeting with the registries. I guess it's Tuesday. I'm sure that any independent expert will interview lots of you individually and such. I can honestly say, and in fact you could look through the record, and I was not one of those that was in favor of this use of an independent expert, but that's what the group decided, so of course I'm supporting the process going forward. But I think the ATRT needs to hear from everyone as individuals, as part of groups, as, you know, concerned working group chairs or what have you, from the various perspectives on this issue. But the PDP has become, for better or for worse, because of the new GTLDs and the GAC's feeling that... And the GAC has actually gotten to the point, I think, of realizing that they need to take part. They need to take part earlier. They can't figure out how to take part earlier. because they just haven't been able to make the cultures match. And so we're looking at the PDP to see how they make that work.
So it's ironic, really, because there's a response that I have, is that we are actively engaged now in dialogue with the GAC about how to involve them. And so, in a sense, the multi-stakeholder model is working, because within the environment, we are actively talking with the GAC and figuring out a way how to involve them. So it's ironic that it's sort of, I suppose that these two can exist and coexist in parallel, but I think we need to make the ATRT2 team aware that whilst there may be an element of what I might say in quotes a problem, there's also a resolution underway. So we need to be careful we don't approach things from too many angles at the same time.
Yeah, can I just get back to, like, I guess the root of my question is that we can have a discussion with the ATRT, but it just needs to be clear that we're all having this as individuals. I'm not speaking on behalf of the registries. I'm not speaking on behalf of the council. I will say the same things I said yesterday, which clearly some people don't agree with. Some people do. But that's what I would say to the ATRT, and I don't want to hear later on that, oh, the council had a special session with the ATRT, and there's Jeff, you know, going off on whatever he wants to go off on, and then, of course, attributing and then tweeting about it, and all sorts of stuff I get crap for later on, excuse my language. But so I just want to be clear. We as a council, are we deciding that it's okay for us to express our individual opinions and that it's understood that when I give an opinion to the ATRT, it's my own opinion, and if the council's good with proceeding on that assumption, then I will give my thoughts, and others obviously will give their thoughts. I just want to be clear up front.
Jeff, I'm very happy as chair to make some remarks to that effect at the outset. I don't have any reservations about that. We have not had the opportunity to give substantial discussion on this as a council, and in any event, we may well have divergent views, so it's probably not realistic to think there would be a council opinion forthcoming on these points. So I'm very happy to set that scene. I wonder if there are any other comments around that point or not.
From council members and actually people in the room, because there's some people in the room that typically make comments that they're disappointed with certain things that the council does or says. So if there's anyone in the room that would love to make a comment, that normally has a comment, that would be fantastic, so that I don't find myself getting into trouble again.
Jeff, I noticed that there is this point. I'm not sure if point 14 has come from the council, but from the ATRT, or this is something we've put in. I think this is a question directly from the ATRT, but you'll notice this is certainly something we've discussed as a council. And our position, I believe, as a council, was that we agreed that this is something we would like to raise with the ATRT. So, you know, notwithstanding your comments about how much we've decided things, yes, Avery.
Avery speaking again. Yes, I do want to point out that, by the way, all of these questions are basically follow-up questions that came out of the comments we received during the first comment, and there were definitely some comments on the insufficiency of the reconsideration process. So that's why we're asking neutrally, is it sufficient?
Thanks for that comment, and again, for the record, I mean, it was something we discussed in some length and agreed as a council that it was something we'd like to put to the ATRT as an issue for consideration as to really the effectiveness as an accountability and transparency mechanism of the reconsideration process.
And I would be happy to talk about that, at least in terms of what we talked about in at least at one conference call. Granted, it's not a council position. I will be clear on that again. But at least I can certainly, and I would certainly really would like to bring that up and talk about that one.
Great. Granted, it's not a council position to the extent that we didn't vote on it and form a formal council position, but there seemed to be a reasonable support within the council to raised that point, and I took it as a takeaway, and I think I'm pretty sure it was on our action list. Marilyn, you're in the queue. Let's hear from you.
Thank you, Marilyn Cade. I'm struck with the number of times that the council is deciding to speak as individuals when they speak to groups that are listening to the voice of a what is supposed to be an entity, not a collection of individuals. So I have that as an ongoing question in my mind, and I'm just raising that because when you do speak to the GAC and to the board, you have a role that comes from your function as counselors, but you're not always empowered by a constituency or a stakeholder group to carry the full range of messages from that group. And I realize that that's a tension that we all have to acknowledge. But I am just struck by the number of times that there are individual positions that are being expressed. And I think it's something for the council to think about further. I'm not saying you need to do it today, but I do think we need to do it. On the issue of the reconsideration, I want to make a comment about, to me, the risk of the council prematurely, even as individuals, speaking about the reconsideration process, because the reconsideration process is an appeals process that affects the entire ICANN community, not just a GTLD policy issue. So in whatever comments that individual counselors choose to make or that the council makes, I would say that to me, the stakeholder groups and constituencies and supporting organizations also have to be respected in that reconsideration, just as Ombudsman, is a community-wide resource.
Thanks, Marilyn. I know Jeff is wanting to respond, but I just want to be clear in my understanding of your first question or point. Is it your view that there are a number of issues such as these where the council should ideally be forming, such as the responses to these questions, where the council should ideally be forming unified views as a council?
It's my view that the council, as a council, has expertise and authority when it comes to the management of GTLD policy. And I guess the rest of that would be, and therefore there are many areas where the competency, if I were to use an example familiar to some who are familiar with the role of the European Commission in certain settings and not in others, and that is that competency lies elsewhere in many other areas.
Thanks. Jeff, you wanted to respond?
Well, yeah, I appreciate Marilyn's comments because she actually said exactly what I thought she would say, which is, you know, it's certainly consistent and was the whole reason I brought this up, which I know, Marilyn, you were talking to Mikey, so you didn't hear what I said, but basically what I...
Actually, I did hear good parts of...
Okay. So my point was, at the time, was that, you know, basically, if we follow Marilyn's views, then there's really no reason to have a meeting with the ATRT because we can't talk as individuals, and we haven't had time to talk to our stakeholder groups on some of the questions, so we either cancel it and pack up and go, which is fine because I have other lunches I could do. It'd be kind of rude to the people that we invited. But on that point, Marilyn, there are some things that I do have a registry stakeholder group at least. We have discussed things like the reconsideration process and others that I could talk to. And we did talk about it as a council. But there are other questions here like that unfortunately in this level of discussion, because we just got the questions not too long before the session, that we're going to have to either not answer at all or answer as individuals. And I'm fine. What I said at the outset was I'm fine not speaking at all because I didn't want to hear from people afterwards that I should have said things because it was as an individual. So that's actually what you said is exactly what I was looking for and exactly, you know, what I expected. So again, I will throw out the question of how does the council feel? We should be responding in 5 minutes or 10 minutes when they come here to these questions.
Well, if I, woefully speaking, so could just comment on that. So as usually, Marilyn, also, I understand these sessions here as GNSO sessions, not only council sessions. So when we agreed to that we have a meeting with the ATRT, then we were of the opinion that is a session of the GNSO with the ATRT too. Also, the perception of the ATRT too may be that is a meeting with the council, because they some of them are not really aware of this distinction. But so the floor is open then to all GNSO participants here when we have this meeting with the ATLT too. Thank you.
Avery, I think I saw your hand up.
Yeah, just briefly, from the perspective of an ATRT member, I actually think we're clever enough to understand the difference between the council making a statement and saying, as a council, we believe, versus being able to tell that it's one of the distinguished members of the community that happens to be on the council making an opinion in their own. So obviously I can't decide for the council how you're going to speak, but I do think we're clever enough to tell the difference between one of the distinguished members of the council speaking from their supposedly, allegedly, I expectedly knowledgeable position and somebody that's giving a council position. So I'm hoping that people talk.
Chuck, you would like to comment, please.
Okay. Chuck Gomes. I mean, it's clear that there hasn't been enough time. In fact, the 15 business day rule has not been followed with regard to these questions. Okay, so there's no way that the council could have come to any sort of a position. So it seems to me that the first thing should be said is that the council does not have a position on this, and that, like you said, Wolf, that the floor is open to anybody in the GNSO to speak, and including councillors in their individual capacity.
So thank you very much. So I see. I'm sorry. Yes,
I think that's helpful. It's Marilyn, because I was sort of saying that same thing. As what I was saying, Jeff, is that I see too many times when the council, when they're sitting, speaking as a council, end up speaking as individuals, and I'd like you to think about that for the future, not today. For today, I do think if, in fact, this is a GNSO community gathering, that you're not sitting as a councilor. We're all here as individuals and able to speak as individuals. And I see nothing wrong with that. But I think I was too obscure in my indication that the former question still needs examination at some other time. I'm basically supporting what Chuck said.
Thanks, Marilyn. I think we're pretty clear on this. I don't think that there is, we haven't had the opportunity to form a council view on these. We have a session where the council is seated, but these are GNSO working sessions over the weekend, and we can have a productive interaction on some or all of these points. So I suggest we take a few minutes now to welcome members of the ATRT to the room, and we can perhaps get some lunch before working through the questions.
Operator, this session is closed.